The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This will be our final Money Monday of the year, as I'll be taking next week off. So we're happy to have Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management with us because, hey, if it's our final Money Monday of the year, that means the year is ending quickly. And there are things you need to be aware of in terms of good financial decisions that you can make by the end of a calendar year. We'll get into some of that today with Josh. Aptus Wealth Management is located in Lewis Center, just off Route 750. And you can get a free consultation about your retirement, about planning and working toward financial independence after you transition out of your current career. Set up that online, Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com, or you can do it on the phone, 614-917-1040. And this year in the financial markets, Josh, has been marked by decidedly higher interest rates. The Fed has raised rates, I think, 4.25% just this year. Record after record after record in terms of three-quarter basis point increases. We had a 0.5%, 50%, 50 basis point raise in the last meeting. I just kind of want to get your thoughts on what the Fed has done. Would you be comfortable giving them a letter grade for their performance this year?
Well, you know, there's what the Fed does, and then there's what the Fed says it's going to do. And I think both of those plagued the markets. You know, as we saw the response in the markets after the latest Fed raise. And I think it's important to note, by the way, that I think we've gotten very accustomed this year to, you know, 75 basis point or 50 basis point rate hikes are almost normal because we've done them four times, which is unprecedented. But the Fed historically has done kind of quarter rate hikes, and a half a point is a pretty significant rate hike. But since we've become so accustomed to these three-quarter point rate hikes that they've been over the last four, a half a point almost seems like, you know, a reprieve, but it's not. That's what the Fed did. Now, what the Fed said, I think, is arguably even more important. I think there was a general belief that come next year, and I believe this as well, you know, maybe towards the end of the first quarter, the Fed will stop or taper its rate hikes. And that's a relief because, you know, rate hikes are a headwind for the stock market. So if you're looking at retiring, you know, having a Fed that is consistently raising rates is not a positive thing for you. But what the Fed said was we will continue to aggressively raise rates until we get inflation under control, and almost with this tonality of, you know, the market be damned. We just don't care that inflation is more important. You saw the reaction in the markets. Now, why might that be even more important? Well, if you look historically, back in the 70s, which we hear, you know, compared and contrasted to today all the time. Well, back in the 70s, the Fed chairman raised rates a bunch and then kind of stopped and said, well, we got it all under control. We're good. And then we know what Volcker did ultimately or had to do, the chairman of the 1980s. He raised prime rate all the way up to 20 because they weren't right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this conversation that the Fed had recently, and Jerome Powell said, not only are we willing to raise rates, he was almost alluding to the fact that my legacy is not going to be one of getting this wrong and then having inflation continue to careen out of control, and we have this problem for decades to come. So, you know, the market was reacted unfavorably to the fact that it looks like there's going to be some tough love.
Josh Pick is our guest. Aptus Wealth Management is his firm, and they are located in Lewis Center and easy to get to. And you could and should subscribe to Josh's YouTube channel. You can do it by going to the website, Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com, and sign up there. You'll get notified of the latest content. And the thing about his YouTube channel is you can digest these kinds of concepts in smaller doses, share them with friends, stop them, pause them, take notes on them. Set up your free consultation at Aptus via the phone, 614-917-1040, or online at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. When I read about the Fed and their interest rate hikes, I hear people say, you know, they ought to stop or they ought to be careful because they're going to throw us into a recession. And there are all kinds of, you know, analysis on whether it's going to be a deep recession or a slight recession. Is it a matter of, is it possible to do this rate increase and bring inflation down? Is it a choice of short-term pain versus long-term gain, the short-term pain being a recession, the long-term gain being a reduction in inflation?
Yeah, well, it's always that kind of Goldilocks balancing act. You know, they don't want to cool the market off so much that they can't recover from it, but they don't want it to get so hot that inflation careens out of control. They kind of want that porridge to be just right. And that's what the Fed's trying to do. But I think the simple fact that we've had these, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back three-quarters of a point rate hike, and now, you know, a mild rate hike in today's world is 0.5%, simply shows that the Fed was wrong for a while. You know, we had heard in the media for a number of, you know, years for that matter, that all of this governmental spending during COVID was not going to have any implications in the way of inflation, that everything was going to be fine. And yet here we are, we have to do, you know, rate hikes to the tune of 3.5% in a matter of the last five rate hikes. They were late to the game. Now, whether that definitely points us into recession or not is yet to be seen. I certainly hope not. But I think the common question that I receive from clients is, well, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I understand this to be correct. I understand inflation's a problem. I understand that they're raising interest rates. I understand that that's a headwind for the economy. But where do I put my money if I'm going to retire in the next couple of years? And without, you know, deep diving into that too much, I would say, you know, if you look at valuations of certain stocks, some look a heck of a lot more attractive than others. So I would say, you know, in general, I would be cautious of buying the growth stocks that comprise the S&P 500 right now. Now, does that mean that you should put all your money in value stocks? No. I would be cautious of long-term bonds when we have an inverted yield curve like we do today. And again, without nerding out with everybody right now on what you should be doing, just note that certain places are a heck of a lot more safer in times like these than others. And certain places have the opportunity to post gains rather than losses, which is what people seem to be resigned to when we enter into times like this. It's just not a matter of fact, not a matter of if I'm going to lose. It's just how much am I going to lose and can I recover, which is why people are so fearful of having money in, quote unquote, the stock market. There are places to put your money where you don't lose money, and there are places to put your money where you can favor a heck of a lot better than the masses.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's something that you've shared with my wife and I when we came in for our free consultation. Our guest is Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Set up your free consultation. You can mitigate some of your risk. You might sacrifice a little bit on the high end, but you certainly protect yourself on the low end. That's one of the strategies that people might employ at a time like this. And then we chatted Friday when we do the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show that airs at 7 o'clock Friday and noon on Saturday, that this volatility in the market, it makes people desperate, and desperation always leads to bad decisions. And we see people trying to make up their losses with these crazy acceptances of higher risk than they need to. And I think of like the meme stocks, and they're like, oh, I'll try to find the next thing that's going to go up 10 times my investment, the crypto stuff with FTX. I mean, this. I wonder how much of your conversations with clients at this time forces you or puts you in a position where you have to talk people out of trying to make a decision they otherwise wouldn't make if the markets weren't so volatile.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes my job, and I guess fortunately, on the flip side of that, is things have not gotten so bad in the economy that people are starting to have that desperation talk. And unfortunately, we've seen this before. If you think about somebody that goes to a casino, you know, they start with $1,000, they took it all the way up to 2,000, and by the time they get back down to 300, they've completely given up hope to the point where they're willing to just slide in the 300 and go, what difference does it make at this point? Which is kind of the same psyche that ends up occurring with the market, is you'll see people kind of throw good money in after bad and double down on scenarios that they didn't necessarily think were the most analyzed picks to begin with. And mm-hmm. Crypto really falls into that category. You know, I'm down, but I know it's going to come back. Well, why is it going to come back? Well, I don't know. It just has to. So I'm going to double down. I'm not saying it's not going to come back, but I think that when it comes to crypto investments or any investments for that matter, you better have a darn good reason as to why you're doing it, so that you have a level of commitment and a level of comfort to know that there's going to be difficult times, but I've done the math and I know that it'll come back.
So real quick, we got about 30 seconds left. Roth IRA conversions, end of year stuff. What are a couple things people should take a look at here before we get to January 1st, 2023?
Yeah, two big ones that you can't wait until April 15th that you have to do before January for people who are in retirement or nearing retirement are Roth conversions, which can be a huge advantage from a tax perspective. And the other one would be make sure that you take your minimum required distributions before the end of the year, because the penalty on that's a big one, 50%. And there is no the dog ate my homework on that one. You got to get it done. So those are both items you need to get done before the end of the year. You can't wait until the 15th of April.
Yeah, and waiting until the 31st might not be the smartest thing either, because everybody gets backed up for the people who wait. You'll always get the best advice, and Josh is legally bound as a fiduciary to do what's best for his clients. You can get a hold of he and the Aptus team at aptuswealth.com. Their phone number is 614-917-1040. Always great, Josh. Thanks so much for your time.
You as well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.